Let me tell you something. I was discussing this with somebody the other day. We're going to talk about this a little bit more. I used to think that when it came to the communion table, that if there was a sinner at the communion table and you took communion at the same time, and you would fall under the likelihood that you could be weak and sickly because there was a sinner taking communion at the same time. Because Paul said, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. And Brother Bram says, and that means many die. And I thought for a long time that that meant that if there was a sinner taking communion with me at the same time, and I was in the same lineup taking communion, I could be subject to sicknesses or diseases or something because they were taking it there. And that's not what Paul meant at all. And I went back and researched that, and I had a couple of brothers who helped find things for me and ministers, and we were sitting down talking about that, and they helped us, helped me to understand how Brother Branham actually applied those scriptures. And Paul is saying that if you've got secret sin in your life, he says, you